Up until 1970, if anybody had told me that I would be interested in the phone and that I would spend the better part of my teens and early 20s on the phone, I would have said, yeah, right. Though I had been interested in electronics and gadgets of various kinds, the telephone never really seemed to be interesting enough to be interested in at all. But that all changed one day in 1969. To get a better idea of how this happened, let me speak a little bit about the times in which this occurred. In 1969 and 70, things were changing. It was becoming more and more acceptable not to be stiff, formal, and uptight. It seemed like everybody was taking the cue to relax and let it all hang out. For example, the summer camp I went to had always had military-style inspections. But in 1969, inspections were discontinued. It just didn't seem appropriate anymore. What with an unpopular war going on and the general dropping of formality in the society. In Long Island, where I lived, a nearby private school had recently relaxed its dress code, no longer requiring male students to wear ties. And so it went. Amazingly, this trend even touched one of the most uptight organizations of its day, the Bell System.
I'm sorry. We are not able to complete your call or dial. Please check the area code and number and dial again, or ask your operator for assistance. This is the recording.
Don't you think that's a little, I don't know, sultry for the phone company? I mean, Ma Bell is supposed to be, well, you know.
Hello, sir. What is your number? And under whose name is this telephone listed?
At the tone, daylight time will be 2:56 and 50 seconds.
Oh, gracious, good afternoon. Have I reached the party to whom I am speaking?
I'm sorry. We are unable to complete your call and dial.
I'm sorry. We are unable to complete your call or dial.
Who is that? It couldn't be the phone company, but it was. And when I got it from my Long Island home in 1969, I could not believe it. It sounded more like a come-on than a recording. And it wasn't the only example of Ma Bell letting her hair down. Here's what callers in Atlanta were treated to every time they dialed a disconnected number in 1970.
Excuse me, it's about your call that did not go through. The number you have dialed has probably been disconnected. However, if you wish to verify this report, you may stay on the line and an operator will assist you. If you think you could have dialed incorrectly, please try your call again. This is a recording.
That's a recording? You know, in retrospect, it isn't all that surprising that these things were going on. But this was all happening really, really fast, and things were either getting a lot better or they were going to hell in a handbasket, that was for sure. In any event, that Long Island recording was so unusual that I just had to get it again. And that was the beginning of my playing with the phone. I began dialing various things, trying to get that recording again. Had I not had a rotary phone, I might have started with the code 900 to get it, but just kidding. So here I am trying all sorts of numbers, hoping to find the sultry lady again, and I noticed that certain calls are going through in an interesting way. After I would dial the last digit, I'd hear something like this. Now those tones fascinated me. When I would find a prefix that went through that way, I would dial it over and over just to hear the tones. And then I would vary the number I was dialing slightly to see how it affected the tones I was hearing. So here I was doing something really strange, playing with the phone, that I would never have done, but hey, when a woman comes into your life, you do funny things. Eventually, I did try some other codes and...
Complete your call or dial. Please check the area code and number and dial again. Or ask your operator for assistance. This is a recording.
This recording, as it turned out, was easy to get. It figures, right? All you had to do was dial a prefix or an area code that was not currently assigned. But the quickest thing to dial was 311, and that's what I remembered and used, 311. Now that I could call her anytime I wanted, I thought I had something that would last. But, as with so many relationships, she soon turned into a woman I didn't recognize. One day, I dialed 311, and instead of getting this,
I'm sorry.
I got this.
I'm sorry. We are unable to complete your call as dialed. Please check the number and dial again, or ask your operator for assistance. This is a recording.
When I heard that, something inside me went, bleh, because here was Ma Belle back, being the old hag that we always knew she was, and this had been used to replace a recording that was really cool. And, you know, at this point, the whole thing might have ended. But, for some reason, I just happened to dial 311 again, this time from a different location, Neil's house. My friend Neil had a phone that looked just like mine, but if you dialed 311 from his phone, something different happened.
I'm sorry. We are unable to complete your call as dialed. Please check the number and dial again, or ask your operator for assistance. This is a recording. I'm sorry. We are unable to complete your call as dialed. Please check the number and dial again, or ask your operator for assistance. This is a recording. I'm sorry.
Now, this was strange. Everybody on there was shouting, some were shouting phone numbers, and the whole thing was a bit surreal. Neil and I didn't have any idea what it was we were hearing. We tried calling one of the phone numbers to ask, hey, what is this thing? But when the guy answered, he said, go away. I'm looking for a girl. Apparently, he knew what it was. But Neil and I didn't realize that we had just stumbled into a subculture that we would end up spending a lot of time in. This was a new way of communicating over the phone called the party line. Party line is not the correct term, because that's not what this was. But that's what everyone was calling it. And from talking to another friend of Neil's, we found out that there was another party line, so-called, completely different from this one, whose number was 660. Neil's friend demonstrated. First he dialed 660. Then he dialed 7. And hung up. How do you like the fancy ring? He said. Now those days were days when phones rang the same all over Long Island. There weren't any PBXs or cell phones that rang differently. And hearing this odd ring actually filled me with a sense of wonder. It was as if the phone had just learned a new trick, and I had never seen it do anything like this before. So, I wanted to know more about this, and I tried dialing 660 myself. In hearing that second dial tone, I had a funny feeling that I had just found a secret doorway, a hidden passageway, an access point that most people didn't know about. And that was true, because this 660 circuit was a test line for repairmen and installers. But people were using it to meet each other. All you had to do was get that tone and flash. Then it was just a matter of waiting for someone else to come on. You could tell when they did, because way in the background, you could hear the other person getting their special dial tone, breaking it, and then starting to yell. That's how it worked. There were never more than 4 people on the line at a time with 660. Well, now, there was all this cool stuff to play with on the phone. These party lines, so-called, weren't really party lines at all, but they were a way to meet girls. Neil and I could go to a payphone and shout the number out on 311 or 660, and girls would call us. We didn't even have to use our real names.
Hi.
Hi.
Who is this?
Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. This is Bob.
Hi.
Where are you?
Good.
Well, anyway, the point is these things had a lot of potential. It was July of 1970. We were 13 years old. And this was great. So, of course, the first thing I did when I got home to my house was to dial 660. And... absolutely nothing happened. The phone behaved as if I had dialed an incomplete number, and sure enough, in about 20 seconds, I got what you'd usually get when you dialed an incomplete number, sort of a broken busy signal. Then I tried dialing 311, but I knew what I was going to find there.
I'm sorry. Your call is dialed.
Loud recording? No people. Why didn't my phone get these cool things? For the next several weeks, anytime I went anywhere, I picked up the phone and tried dialing 660 from payphones at various people's houses, and that got me into trouble more than once. For instance, when I was visiting a friend of my parents named Harriet, I tried dialing 660 from her phone, and it worked. There was just one problem, however. At the time of our visit, Harriet's husband was in the hospital. Well, when the phone rang like this, Harriet just about died. What could it have been except an emergency call concerning her husband in the hospital? Not good. But my research did pay off because one very clear and consistent pattern emerged. I could tell from the very first digit I dialed whether 660 was going to work from any particular phone line. And here's what it was. Did you notice that little burst of dial tone that we heard just as the dial came back to rest? I'll do it again. Boop! That's the way it sounded from Neil's house. Now, from my house, the first digit sounded like this. No boop. No 660. No opportunity to meet girls. No fun. All phones were not created equal. And this difference, which is so subtle that you may not even know what I'm talking about yet, was very important to me because it meant the difference between being able to play on this fun party line or not. It was the first of many subtle differences that I began noticing from one phone line to another. Neil's house was more fun because his phone could reach those party lines, but there was an advantage to being in my house too. When I would dial a number in Suffolk County, which is the eastern end of Long Island, from Neil's house, the call would go through like this. But from my house, it went through like this. Those tones. I had to know something about those tones. So back at my house, I began running back and forth between the telephone and the piano. Let's see, 277 is a prefix that goes through this way. 277-2222 sounds like this. I wonder how many tones that is. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 tones. Well, maybe each tone stands for one of the digits I dialed. That would make sense. It was a 7-digit number. Let's listen to the tune it plays. I don't know about that one tone per digit theory I had because, the last 4 digits are 2, 2, 2, 2, and you'd expect the last 4 tones to be all the same, and they are not. However, the next to last four tones are the same. It started like this. I had no idea that this was my preliminary lesson in how to blue box, that is, how to control the network directly with these tones. But one thing was already apparent. These tones were not the same as touch tones, the tones used on those push-button phones. 2345678 on a touch-tone phone had a very, well, discordant sound compared to the same thing on these tones. These tones were a lot more musical. I did learn in that first session that the last tone of a seven-tone sequence is always the same, and that the next to last four tones corresponded to the last four digits. Having partially unraveled the mystery of the tones, it was now time to go on to something else. I was still curious as to why 660 didn't work from my phone, so I tried a few variations on it. First, I tried dialing 660 followed by my own seven-digit phone number. But after only four digits of my number, I got this. Then I tried dialing my own area code, 516, followed by 660 and four more digits.
5168. I'm sorry, we are unable to complete your call as dialed. Please check the number and dial again or ask your operator for assistance. This is a recording, 5168.
5168. Well, I guess that makes sense. My own area code is 516, and I just dialed it. I wonder what the 8 is. I know, let me try 517 and 660 and 4 digits.
I'm sorry, we are unable to complete your call as dialed. Please check the number and dial again or ask your operator for assistance. This is a recording. 3132. I'm sorry.
Oh boy, what a nice lady. And she said 3132. Well, I don't know what these numbers mean. Let me try some of the other 51 area codes. 512-660-1111.
I'm sorry, we are unable to complete your call as dialed. Please check the number and dial again, or ask your operator for assistance. This is a recording. 5122.
Whoa, same words, but a very different announcing style than the last one.
Or ask your operator.
Now, when I got around to area code 514...
I'm sorry, we are unable to complete your call as dialed. Please check the number and dial again, or ask your operator for assistance. This is a recording. 5141. Nous regrettons de ne pouvoir acheminer votre appel. Veuillez vérifier le numéro demandé, composer de nouveau ou demander l'aide de votre téléphoniste. Ceci est un message enregistré 5141.
So now it was time to get out the directory and look up some of these area codes. 514 turned out sure enough to be in Quebec, which explained why it was in English and French, and 517 was in Michigan. Now from looking at the map, I could see that the 517 area was right next to another area code in Michigan, 313, which could explain why, when I called the 517 area, I got
3132.
Now that last digit, 2, maybe that was a location identifier. Maybe 3132 was Detroit. Now I had to investigate this further, so I ended up dialing all the area codes. There were only 120 in those days, to hear the recordings. The local accents varied quite a bit. For example, Manchester, New Hampshire was very northeastern.
I'm sorry, we aren't able to complete your call as dialed. Please check the number and dial again or ask your operator for assistance. This is a recording, 6034.
And for a western accent, there was always...
Oklahoma City, I'm sorry, we're unable to complete your call as dialed. This is a recording, 4052.
In Centralia, Illinois, and Louisville, Kentucky, they didn't even have recordings. Instead, they had recordings.
This is a recording.
This is a recording.
And it's hard to imagine what it would be like to be married to a woman who sounds like the St. Louis, Missouri recording.
I'm sorry. We are unable to complete your call as dialed. Please check the number and dial again.
Honey, I'm home.
The recording in Jackson, Mississippi was very southern.
I'm sorry. We are unable to complete your call as dialed. Please check the number and dial again or ask your operator for assistance. This is a recording. 6012L.
The Philadelphia recording sounded like the lady had just gotten out of bed.
I'm sorry. We are unable to complete your call as dialed. Please check the number and dial again or ask your operator for assistance. This is a recording. 2152.
Geez, somebody get that lady a cup of coffee.
I'm sorry. All circuits are busy now. Will you try your call again later, please? This is a recording. 2152.
And the recordings in West Texas were another example of Ma Bell sounding just a little bit racy.
I'm sorry we are unable to complete your call as dialed. Please check the number and dial again, or ask your operator for assistance. This is a recording.
8062.
Well, at least that's how it sounded to the 13-year-old that I was at the time. Anyway, the recordings had personality, but the numbers had to mean something. Most of these recordings gave me the area code I dialed plus the digit 2 or 4.
This is a recording, 2022.
This is a recording, 2042. This is a recording, 2052.
This is a recording, 2062.
This is a recording, 2074.
This is a recording, 3024.
This is a recording, 6144.
By the time I got up to the 8s and the 9s, I found out I was right that these were location identifying numbers.
This is a recording from location 8024.
This is recording location 9184.
All the recordings were done by females except in the state of Florida.
This is a recording 3052.
This is a recording 8134.
This is a recording 9042.
But sometimes when I called a vacant code in 305, I got this.
Florida has 3 area codes. Since your call did not complete as dialed, please verify the area code, redial, or ask the operator for assistance. This is a recording, 4041.
And that was just another example of certain places seemingly being under the auspices of others. For example, if I called the 912 area of South Georgia, I'd usually get this.
I'm sorry, we are unable to complete your call as dialed. Please check the number and dial again or ask your operator for assistance. This is a recording, 4042.
Which turned out to be Atlanta, but then sometimes I'd get this.
You have dialed a non-working number in the 912 area of Georgia. Please verify your number or ask your operator for assistance. This is a recording, 4041.
That 4041 place sure seemed to be in charge of a lot of different other area codes, as if it were some sort of a principal connecting point or something. And come to think of it, there were only 12 places that had a recording ID that ended in 1, suggesting that these places had some sort of a special rank. This did appear to be some sort of a hierarchical network. Some aspects of the hierarchical arrangement were surprising. For example, if I called Eastern Kentucky, area code 606, I went through Cincinnati, 5132, in spite of the fact that Kentucky did have a location with a recording in Louisville.
This is a recording, 502.
Little did I know that there was another Long Island teenager who had already done all of this research and had even gone farther, exploring the prefixes in area code 800, the Inward Watts NPA.
606 through 5132, Cincinnati, Ohio. No Inward Watts access. Location unknown.
And then there was another guy in Bell Harbor who was very fond of this recording.
7164.
but it would be a while before I'd meet them. And at the end of July 1970, I was off to summer camp, where there weren't any phones at all. Some of the telephone recordings featured in this presentation are from later times, but only where it represents accurately what was happening in 1970. Some of the telco recordings are from my original tape recorded at the time. Others are from tapes recorded in 1971 and 72. The voice on the recordings is the same as it was in 1970, with the exception of San Antonio. The recording of Lynbrook 311 is a composite of an actual Lynbrook 311 recording from 1971, modified to make it sound as it did in 1970.